This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for a Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. This may be the week we see the first Afghan refugees move into the Oshkosh and Appleton area. There's no official word from the federal government just yet, but a number of area nonprofits are lining up to help. Officials have said the refugees from other military bases, and not just Fort McCoy in western Wisconsin, may resettle here. About 100 people are expected in Oshkosh. The Clear Wells will be discussed again later this month. A special meeting will take place at the waters. Now, the federal government and the state government say Oshkosh has to build these big storage tanks to make sure the water supply is safe in the future. The Clear Wells have a very, very big price tag. Page 2, the Oshkosh Corporation is feeling the pain like everybody else. They say they're being impacted by the supply chain crisis going on across the country. The Oshkosh City Council again tonight will talk about doing away with special assessments. The council has discussed it several times over the years, but has refused to do anything to change the current formula. The council is now looking at taxing people per vehicle, depending on how much they drive and where they go. We'll wait to see what exactly happens with the special assessments. Oshkosh police are looking for help as they investigate a fatal weekend traffic accident. It happened at 20th and Ohio. The accident on Saturday night resulted in a 44-year-old man losing his life. He was riding a motorcycle. If you have any details at all, you're asked to contact the Oshkosh Police Department. And as I told you last week, it's now been confirmed that T.J. Rogers is interested in buying and doing something with the old Northwestern building. He has an interview with the Oshkosh Examiner. If you have a tip for us, we'd love to hear from you. Just go to the Chamber website and make your tip there. We'll investigate for you. We are brought to you on Tuesday, then again on Thursdays, by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, right here in Oshkosh. We'll be back again on Thursday with another edition of Newsworthy for you right here.